the Lord is drawing so near to this audience today, and every heart that's warmed by the presence of God. Praise God. We'll just wait upon the Lord. He'll renew our strength, and everybody look in the same direction, and that's toward God. I protect our liberty. I see the boys as they anxiously open the mail pouch. Thank you.
that it does. It's recording everything.
I look over in heaven and want to go to the Spirit of God, and I saw a great recorder in the glowing of
God.
It's quietly but steadily recording what you're thinking right now. Quietly but steadily, it's recording the service. This one will be wiped off of this tape sometime, or this tape will be destroyed, or something will happen to it. But that one on the other side is going to be just like it's recorded right now. I don't know if it ever in my life I felt such a nerve.
That you'd like to say. That I want to tell you a dream I had morning. It was, I guess, around 5 o'clock when I woke up. I went to bed about 1 and rose and tossed and finally went to sleep, and then there's a wave, God gave me this dream. I was somewhere, I don't know where I was, but I was out somewhere. And I was in the hills. and on a lady, lady place. And the message come to the group, and I didn't know anyone in the group. I was the only one there. I mean, everybody else was there. I didn't know any of them. The message came, said, there's a man lost. There's a man lost. And we set search to hunt this man. And people went everywhere, everywhere. Some of them did. Some of them sat there and laughed and giggled. Had a big time. Some of them, they got in their cars. They went through the woods. They went everywhere in search for this man. They made their rounds, and we were there for hours. And finally, last, everybody gathered back to this particular spot. And they said, we've looked everywhere. We never looked. We can't find the man nowhere. Somebody said he's lost. He's lost. He's lost. In the presence of that group of people that had gathered there, both men and women, there was a few of them concerned about that lost man. And finally, somebody spoke up, and all the giggling and laughing and cutting up in town. Finally, I saw somebody get up and said, oh, let's go home. It don't make any difference anyway. We can't find him. Let's get out of here and go home. That bothered me too. I woke up, and that thing's been on my mind today. Bothering me today. I tell you people, today there's a man lost.
Yes.
There's a man lost.
Yes.
There's a few people sitting around here today that's concerned about it. They're concerned about it. Yes, they're concerned about it. God wants to do something in this church. God wants to do something in this community. And I'll tell you what to do. Like for the church to quit giggling and laughing and cutting up and playing church. Get down to business and find that man. He may be lost in the river. He may be lost somewhere else, but he's lost. He's lost. And no doubt when you find him, he'll be dead. Those fellows said, oh, he's dead. He's already dead. I hope nothing don't happen if we find him. He'll be dead. God, give me that dream this morning about 5 o'clock or somewhere along there. And I rolled and I tossed and I fretted and I couldn't go to sleep. All I could see was a group of people sitting around. And one of them got up and said, oh, I don't imagine if ever he's dead anyway. Let's go home.